This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Welcome. This is the January 30th, 2015 podcast from Journal of Neurosurgery Spine. My name is Natalie Pynchon, and I'll be reading summaries of two articles on the lumbar spine and spinal fusion. Minimally invasive laminectomy for lumbar spinal stenosis in patients with and without preoperative spondylolisthesis. Clinical outcome and reoperation rates. By Marjan Alimi, Christopher Hofstetter, and colleagues. Lumbar spinal stenosis is a common pathology of the spine, with patients frequently presenting with back pain and lower extremity neurogenic pain. Standard open laminectomy is an effective procedure, but minimally invasive laminectomy through tubular retractors is an alternative. In a retrospective case series of 110 patients, the authors aimed to evaluate the clinical and radiographic outcomes of this procedure. They also compared the outcome of this technique in patients with and without preoperative vertebral slippage. At a mean follow-up of almost 2.5 years, there were significant improvements in all clinical parameters as compared with before surgery, including lower extremity pain scores and the disability index. The reoperation rate requiring fusion at the same level was 3.5%. Interestingly, the data showed no significant differences in the clinical outcome and reoperation rate of patients with and without preoperative vertebral slippage. Minimally invasive laminectomy is an effective procedure for the treatment of lumbar spinal stenosis. Reoperation rates for instability are lower than those reported following open laminectomy. Therefore, minimally invasive laminectomy can be an alternative to open laminectomy. Routine fusion may not be indicated in all patients with lumbar spinal stenosis and preoperative vertebral slippage. Spine fusion crosslink causing delayed dural erosion and CSF leak. A case report by Gazanfar Ramatula and Gordon Dean. The authors report a case of dural erosion, cerebrospinal fluid leak, and an adherent terminal phylum with arachnoiditis, noted in a patient years after lumbar spinal fusion. The patient had undergone a lumbar L4-5 discectomy and fusion with instrumentation 11 years earlier. She presented after developing progressively worsening low back pain, neurogenic claudication, and limited mobility. Imaging studies revealed L4-5 pseudarthrosis, grade 1 spondylolisthesis with loss of lumbar lordosis, a thickened terminal phylum that appeared to be tethered to the crosslink, and adhesive arachnoiditis in the L4-5 region. Treatment entailed removing the embedded crosslink, sectioning and releasing the thickened phylum, repairing the dural defect by placing a paraspinal fascia graft, and revising the L4-5 construct. The patient subsequently did well, and her symptoms resolved. This complication resulted from factors including pseudarthrosis, micromotion and spinal instability, along with the design of the crosslink and its proximity to the dura. This complication, while rare, can be avoided by ensuring that crosslinks are placed well away from the dura and by appropriate selection of instrumentation in the spinal fusion. Neural decompression, repair of the cerebrospinal fluid leak, and achievement of a solid fusion mass are a potential solution as well. Thank you for listening. You can sign up in iTunes for all JNS and AANS podcasts and videos. To read all the articles published by the JNSPG this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org.